2500 Michael Scott seeks variances from the front yard, side yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-25, 115-182, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the west side of Holly Tree Road. The 911 address is 12622 Holly Tree Road in Ellendale. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, map 27, parcel 54.03. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 12.88-foot and a 11.73-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing pole barn.
Yeah, you'll need to tap that.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, it's Michael Scott. Address is 12622 Holly Tree Road, Ellendale, Delaware, 19941.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. The floor is yours to present your case.
Okay, well, we, originally, when this project started, as you can see the driveway there, I was contemplating on putting the building on one where, one side of the driveway or the other side of the driveway. I decided to go on that side of the driveway so it didn't obstruct my vision from the driveway. So if anyone was coming down my driveway, I can see them from my house. If I had to put it on this side, I wouldn't be able to see them once they got so far down the driveway. So we put the building on the other side. I had marked out where I wanted the building to be put at, according to what Delmar Pole Buildings asked me to do, so that's what I did. I marked it out. And then they sent down a project manager. He came down. There's a fencing running right there. And actually, if you look at that yellow line, according to the property lines, those yellow lines aren't even correct. That's just, I just wanted to point that out right at the moment, but when they put that built, when they came down and they did their measurements, there's a fence that runs where you see the grass, let me point it out to you. Grass runs right along this side. That's where the property lines are supposed to run, right here. So he measured from this fence out and said to where I put it at was fine. Of course, he was from Kent County, not Sussex County. I didn't know that until after this project had been started. So the project manager came down, he did his measurements, put the stakes out, everything was fine. They came down a month later, started building the building, got the building erected, everything was done, and then an inspector came out and said, hey, you might be too close to the property lines. At that point, the building was already up, so I called Panoni's to have them come out and do a survey, because nobody really knew 100% where these property lines are supposed to be or are. I've owned the property since 1989. And I know that there was concrete pillars with steel, there were steel pipes with concrete inside of them, which you can't find on the property anymore. They've been buried underground, overgrown, that you can't even find them anymore. So I called Panoni's to come out to do a survey, and they came out three separate times, and each time, they could not find that front property marker 100% for sure. So they did this rolling and did everything that they put up everything, and they gave me this map, but still, I don't think it's consistent with where the actual property lines are. So nobody else can tell me anything else, so I don't know of any difference. And that's why I'm here, because they're telling me this is where they think the property lines are. So I need to file for a variance to make sure that I can continue with this project. I mean, it's pretty much done at this point, except for electric inside of the building, and then that's by the time we got the variant, or the inspectors out, not the inspectors, the other people that we had to come out to do the final inspection, the building was already up, and I can't do a final inspection until I get this variance to have it completed. Really, I don't, there's not much, if I'd have known this was gonna be a problem from the beginning, I would have just put it on the other side of the driveway. But I didn't know, because I was going by what Michael Rue told me, which is the project manager from Delmar Pole Buildings, said that everything should be fine.
And of course, they're not here tonight, right?
No.
So you...
They told me they weren't gonna come and represent anything, and same with Panoni's, they said they weren't coming either.
So you entrusted someone to have your best interest in hand to put the building where you wouldn't, where you would try to avoid something like this.
Right, right. And like I said, if I didn't know.
It ends up happening, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and if I didn't know, I would have just put it on the other side and not been able to visibly see my driveway 100%.
Understood. Has anybody complained about the building and where it sits?
No. I even went to the people that own the field. I went to their manager of their fields that they have down here, because these people are actually from Pennsylvania. They're a corporation in Pennsylvania. So I went over to where I know where their building is. So I went over and talked to the manager of the properties that are all around us. And I asked them, you know, about it. And he said, we're too busy. We ain't got time.
So to hear you straight and just kind of repeating back to you, you had this staked, then it was built, and then it was caught that it was in variance.
Right. When it was built, then they came by and said that I might be too close to the property line. So that's when I called Pannoni's to have them come out and do the surveys. And like I said, they were out there three separate times, and they still can't 100% tell me that that's the actual property line.
So you said you've owned the property since 1989. Did you put the existing dwelling up?
Yeah.
Or was that there?
When I first bought the property back in 1989, there was a single wide trailer there. But I've built this house on there and the other properties, and then there's, or the other garage, and then there's two storage containers there that I just have with car parts and stuff in it, because I have several classic cars.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from the board?
Can you clarify who found this mistake? Was it the company that built?
There was an inspector that came out, and they did not tell me whether it was their inspector or whether it was a county inspector.
Okay.
So I don't know.
There is in, what is it, Delaware Pole Buildings or Delmarva?
Delmarva Pole Buildings.
Any other neighbors in the area that you would have spoken to? It is a farm field, but is there any other houses or anyone close to you that would have a question in regards to where the shed's located? I mean, you said it's erected. I'm assuming it's
it's
a pole shed, so it's tinned. Is concrete poured and what
have you? Yeah, concrete's poured, electric's run to it, everything except for the electric inside is the only thing I haven't been able to do, because that's where I stopped at, because then that's when I found out that all this was going on. And nobody has complained anywhere. Jeff White, which he's lived back there ever since I bought the property, and the person behind me, the place is broke up into four lots. And the one to the right of me, he's no longer around. I actually would like to try to buy that property at some point or another, but he's not there, and everybody else is fine with it. I've spoke to the other, Jeff and George Owens. They don't have a problem with the building being there. Said I tried to get in contact with the people, the corporation that owns the field. Nobody has come by and told me anything, said, hey, we don't like that building there or anything else. I've never had any contact with them at all.
The field that you're referring to, I'm somewhat familiar with that area. It's planted in trees, or it was. Would you see that this being as close as it is be any issues for a tractor or a combine if they were to come by the property to?
No, they have their own fence up. They put that fence up themselves, and they stay on that side of the fence. So them coming in on my property, they never have, and they've been planting those trees out there for, I don't know, 5 to 10 years.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who maintains the area between your lands and the fence?
Me.
You maintain that? Mm-hmm. Did you believe that to be the property line?
I did believe that it was probably, I myself personally, because I've been there since 1989, I believe that the actual property line is, my property line is on the other side of the fence. If they could actually find the property markers that were 100%, I'm pretty sure that those farmers that had that property before these tree farmers have it, was constantly cutting into my property. And I've had a several meetings with them about that, because they would turn their combines around into my front yard and everything else, and they've tore my yard up, and I would go over and talk to them about it, and they had to come out and fix my yard, but they were constantly trying to cut over into the yard.
Your property Is there a well and septic on the property?
There is, yes.
Where is that located?
Off to the, would that be the?
You can come up.
North side, it'd be the north side of the house.
Might be easier if you show her.
The septic is back here, and the well is over here.
Okay, so on the other side of the dwelling?
Yeah, all the way over here, yeah, there's actually nothing over there, no electric, no nothing except for the electric now that runs across there, but nothing in the front yard or over there.
Does the property slope or have any unusual physical conditions, or?
No, it's fairly flat, sucks up water like a sponge, I mean, there's a lot of yards around me that get flooded, mine does not, never has.
I'm guessing that the pole building was put in that location because you needed access to the driveway for your usage, is that right?
Yeah, that and visibility, you know, if someone come down the driveway, you know, I get people to turn around in my driveway all the time, and sometimes they come down the wrong driveway because they mistake it for the driveway that's between my property and the other people's property. They'll come down my driveway, and then I don't know who's coming down there, and if I can't see them, if they stop and I can't see them, I don't know what they're doing over there. But that's why I put it on the other side of the driveway. It was
How large is this whole building?
30 by 60.
How tall is it?
14 feet.
I have any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the board?
Do you planning on running water or anything like that to this building to tie into your sewer system?
No, that's too far away to do that, no.
So just be basically a storage building?
Yeah, yep.
If you would, please have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13100? We have one. Would you like to speak? Okay. Just one in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13100? There are none. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I move that we approve case number 13100 for Michael Scott. For the requested variances pending a final written decision and based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has a unique physical conditions because the property is already built. I would think it would create a financial hardship to have it moved. And the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimal variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13100 has been approved.
And I'm going to ask the board this. Typically, when we've had these kind of builder error issues, would the board like me to send a letter to the contractor on this one?
Very much so.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll do that.